Welcome to the American Bankers Association podcast. Today we're going to talk about check fraud, old threads, and modern trends. I'm Patrick Smith, the Senior Vice President of Fraud Management, and I'm joined today by Glenn Fratangelo of NICE Actimize. Glenn, welcome.
Thank you. Great to meet you and talk to you, and great to discuss this interesting topic.
All right, Glenn, we've got several things. In today's modern environment, you know, you've seen check fraud just blow up. So what type of check fraud is having the most impact?
So I think before we talk about what type, we first, all check fraud is. Check fraud is a significant threat to financial institutions and companies. We have some clients that report almost 60% of their fraud attacks and loss are associated with check fraud. Check fraud is low tech. It is manifested by our prevalence of the use of checks and the lack of security involving the sending of checks. Just yesterday, I was walking into the local Walgreens, saw a post truck, you know, mail post person was there, saw their truck. I, you know, drove up next to it and their windows are wide open with a big old stack of mail. And I know as fraud fighters, we see fraud opportunity everywhere and say, how could this be? I was at a baseball game before the season ended and they were cashless. Fantastic, right? Cashless payments. But they allowed you to take cash and buy Yankee merchandise cards that can be only bought in the stadium. I'm thinking, great opportunity for money laundering. How many people, you know, how many people can use this? So as people in fraud and financial crime, we always see where fraud can be committed. With checks, it's easy to steal checks. It is easy to counterfeit in checks. It is easy to alter checks. And that is why checks are such a challenge right now with it is the prevalence of checks are making all types of check fraud possible, and it's impacting financial institutions significantly. Just within our Fraud Insights report, year over year, we've seen a significant increase in check fraud and the value of the average check fraud loss. So it means that the total amount of check fraud is increasing, even if the volume may not, because it is being off-put by the use of checks. So you only have to think that yes, maybe the volume of check fraud might be stabilized. That just means more legitimate usage of checks have minimized while bad actors are still using them to commit fraud. But the actual value or total fraud dollars associated with checks has grown.
That's some scary statistics. So when we look at that, that's obviously going to present some challenges. What challenges are presented to financial institutions in this situation?
So they're significant with the financial institutions. It's the fact that a lot of their detection solutions are legacy solutions, or they have just layered on and built off of legacy detection solutions. And lastly, they're trying to balance customer experience and funds availability. So what our data has also seen, which is really scary, is new accounts have a higher prevalence of check fraud, but even more so when we look at the average loss that you need to allocate per check deposited. With new accounts that are depositing at an ATM, the average amount you need to allocate for a fraud or check fraud is almost $100. That means for every deposit that goes into a check from a new account at an ATM, you should allocate an extra $100. So do the math on your total allocated fraud loss for that type of fraud. Conversely, $100 is also usually the minimum deposit to open an account, and they usually is the minimum funds availability for new accounts, which is even scarier. It's almost a one-for-one correlation. But we look at the average fraud loss per check on the deposit type of all accounts. You know, mature accounts, it's almost $10 per. New accounts, it's 10 times that amount. There's a significant challenge institutions have with check fraud. It's the fact that you're able to steal a check, you're able to modify it, you're able to alter it, and current detection is not adequate. Traditional systems do not work. Layering on image analytics on top of a traditional system increases false positives. You really need a holistic solution that blends machine learning with check image analytics and have an overarching holistic view of fraud.
Interesting. So we have opportunity, if I'm a criminal, to sit there and steal, modify, counterfeit, whatever we need to do. And it's leading to a lot of losses. Now, me as a banker, what are some easy implementations or best practices to combat that, to detect and prevent this?
So I touched on it before. It is really having and updating your whole detection stack to utilize machine learning models with check image analytics and, dynamic policy rules that can keep toggling your rules or your policies to mitigate fraud loss and false positives. Another interesting note, which again, it could just be it's an expert feature, you can modify rules. One of our data points, which is really interesting, is the actual prevalence of fraud, check fraud with fraudulent checks based on the instrument's first digit number. And what we've seen is, which is crazy, that using the number one has a fraud rate almost 3 times of any of the other numbers. And as you go lower down from 1 to 9, it actually is significant to where numbers 4 to 8, it's almost a 4 or 5 time multiple of prevalence of fraud. So it's a utilization of something called Bamford's law. And if you use that as a key indicator, but you need data. Why I brought that up is this is a nugget that our data scientists were able to pull using our collective intelligence and federated learning across our client base. Fraudsters are dynamic. They're motivated to commit fraud. And you need machine learning to identify anomalies that that humans cannot detect on their own, that rules cannot detect on their own. And check fraud is growing. It's going to keep growing. Whoever thinks checks are not going to be used in the United States, I don't foresee this happening. It is a standard practice. And as long as checks are out there, bad actors will continue to utilize it and start attacking institutions where there's vulnerabilities.
Glenn, you provided us a lot of insight today. Where can we go to get some more information on some of the things you've talked about?
Of course, so you can come visit us at niceactimize.com or go ahead and email us at asktheexperts@niceactimize.com and check us out on LinkedIn. We're constantly posting information on LinkedIn as well as on our website, our blogs, and check out other website, our other on-demand webinars and anything else we're doing on check fraud and other fraud and financial crime issues.
Glenn, that was very interesting and very informative. I'm actually going to have to look up Bamford's Law now, something that I had not heard of before. Appreciate all the insight you gave us on check fraud, and hopefully this is valuable to our customers as well.
Thank you, I appreciate it.